We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He should be praised. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone. He has no partners, associates, there's nothing like Him at all. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without a doubt, is Allah's messenger, His last messenger. No prophets, no messengers after Him at all. Brothers and sisters, know for a fact that whomever Allah guides, you are guided aright. I don't care what the scientists say. I don't care what the anthropologists say. Historians say. If Allah guides you, you're guided aright. And whomever Allah leads to error cannot be guided aright. We seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of our own selves. My dear brothers and sisters, all of us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give His blessings to His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will continue to say that the Yawm al-Qiyamah, inshaAllah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family, those who sacrificed and were with him, and those great companions and the Muslims everywhere. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, in today's khutbah, I'm going to ask of every one of you, brothers and sisters, to do something within 48 hours. And I'm so serious about what I'm going to ask you to do within 48 hours, that inshallah for the next few weeks, every time we see each other, we're going to remind each other what we ask each other to do in the next 48 hours. Some people will hear this khutbah, inshallah, next year, even 10 years from now, even after we are dead and gone. And I ask anyone who hears this tape of this khutbah, after hearing it, I want them in 48 hours to do what I'm going to ask you and myself to do, inshallah. Khutbahs are not just to be listened to be enjoyed. You're not here to be entertained. You're here to learn from Quran and Sunnah and then implement what you hear. If you don't do what I'm asking you to do from Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you're not fulfilling your obligation to come to the khutbah to learn to implement. Inshallah. I quote an ayat from Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوهُ بِلِيذِ أَنْفِكُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَدْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بِعُنْ فِهِ وَلَا خُلَةٌ وَلَا شِفَعَ. Oh, you who believe, spend out of what we, Allah, have provided for you until there comes a day when there is no business, no trade, no traffic, no friendship, and no intercession. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْفِكُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَدْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. And spend out of what we have provided for you until death comes. فَيَقُولَ, and then you say, رَبِّي, O Allah, لَوْ لَا أَخَرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ. O Allah, please, just delay it for another day. Don't send the death now. Please, Allah, and all of us are going to want to say that. When the death angel comes to visit us, the death angel will come to take our life. And we're going to say, wait, just give me a little more time. There'll be no time. When the death angel comes, there's no pleading, no arguing, nothing you can say at that moment. Oh, please, wait, delay it. No delay. And you know when the death angel's coming? for summer will come before the day is over. For sure. Every 2 seconds, 3 people die. Last year, over 50 million people died. And you know what? 50 million times the death angel came. Muslims too. Good Muslims. But you know what? When the death angel comes, no hesitation. That's it. Brothers and sisters, I want you to leave with you the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A well-quoted hadith. Even though this hadith is mursal, there's some interruption in the chain of narrators, but the hadith is so strong, so good. Laid by Tirmidhi, that I decided to leave that with us today for us to consider from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith, اِتَّنِمْ خَمْسٍ قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ. Seize, grab hold of 5 things before 5. This is profound. This is profound. What I'm about to tell you, brothers and sisters, is profound. Do these 5 things before 5 things. He said, grab them. Grab hold of these. Seize it. And I want to say this, brothers and sisters. The Middle East, in my opinion, suffer from a tragic disease that many of us suffer from. And that is the disease of procrastination. You know the word procrastination is a Latin word? Literally it means put forward for tomorrow. That's the literal meaning of procrastination. You go to Mecca. You want some business done, Ghadan, tomorrow. In the Middle East, Ghadan, Ghadan, tomorrow. Why the rush? Nonchalant. Casual. Tomorrow, tomorrow, come back tomorrow. Why? Why don't you do it now? Tomorrow. This is the attitude of the Middle East. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons they fail. And you know what? A lot of us suffer from this disease. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, سَارِئُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَعِدَّةٌ لِّلْمُتَّقِينَ. Rush, run toward the forgiveness of your Lord and a garden whose width is as large as the heavens and the earth. Prepared for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I want to do today in this khutbah and these people here, I want to put fire under us. Yeah. All of us need fire. We have to run. Because you know what? You will see, brothers and sisters, before this khutbah is over, how much all of us are procrastinating. And you know what? It may cost us our life. No. It may cost us our eternal life. سَارِئُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Run, rush toward the forgiveness of thy Lord. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ بَادِرُوا فِي الْأَعْمَالِ صَالِحَةً. Rush, don't delay in the doing of good deeds. Today, brothers and sisters, I'm demanding everyone here to do something within 48 hours. Brothers, sisters, parents, children, immigrants, citizens here, all of you have to do it. I'm going to push you to do it, and I'm going to check. We're going to check each other, inshallah. He says, اِتَّغِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسًا. Seize these 5 things, these 5 golden opportunities before 5. He said, شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ حَرَامِكَ. Your youth before your old age. Oh, what magnificent wisdom. Some of you here in this masjid right now are young. Backs are strong. But you know what? Soon you're going to be old. Yeah. Some of you are already up there in age. The Prophet is warning us that while you are young, and brothers and sisters, I don't care if you're 50, 60 years old, you are younger now than 10 years from now. So you better seize your moment now, especially the older you are. You know that in 1950, there were 9 million people in this country 65 years old and older. 9 million. But now, in 1993, and that was something like 7% of the population, now 12-point-something percent of the population is 65 and over. Over 35 million Americans, 65 and over. Millions over 80. A lot over 100. But guess what? Some of your wives are pregnant right now. Some of your wives had a baby this year. We had an aqiqah for them. By the time your baby born this year is 40, the population in America of people over the age of 65 will be over 21% of the population. 65 million. 65 million Americans will be 65 and over. And it will be some of us. Some of us sitting here right now with these black beards, your beard will be gray. And you'll be bent over. And the Prophet said, seize hold of your youth before you get old. Why? You ever notice the Prophet says, Allahumma, he used to make this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhika min al-haram. I seek refuge from old age. You seek refuge from old age? Yeah. This word haram also means senility. You know what happens when you start getting old? Come see now. Your memory is not the same. You notice when you're older, it's more difficult to memorize ayahs from Quran, more difficult to study. And the older you get, you're going to find it's more and more difficult. Why? It's not an accident. It's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Quran, and I want to see what Allah says in Quran. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَمَنْ نُعَامِرْ نُنَكِسْهُ فِي خَلْقِ أَفَلَا يَأْقِلُونَ. And whoever we give prolonged life, we will make them have a reversal in nature. Don't you understand? You know what they call the old age? They call it second childhood. Because if you live long enough, you're going to act just like you did when you were a baby. You want to live a long time. So, your teeth will fall out, just like you were when you were a baby. Some of us are losing our teeth right now. Part of old age. You're not going to see as well as you see now. You're going to lose it. Your mind won't be as sharp as it is now. Your mind is sharp. Live long enough, there's going to be a reversal in age. You know, brothers and sisters, some of us, if we live long enough, we'll be wearing Pampers again. Yeah. Yeah, old people, a lot of old people wear Pampers. A lot of old people, yeah, have to be fed baby food. An old person can't eat meat. No, when you get old, there's going to be reversal in nature. Hair going to fall out. And all these beautiful women who pride themselves in their beautiful bodies, how they can entice men, let them live long enough. No man going to be interested in them. And if, even if they were naked, but men would turn their head, no, I don't want to see it. This is the way it is. Wrinkles, old age, because that's the nature. Allah reverses it. So when you're young, you better appreciate it, because you're only going to be young once, man. You're not coming back there again. So do it now while you're young. Yeah. Jihad fi sabilillah. While you're young. Because you're old, 70, 75 years old. What kind of jihad can you do, brother? Can't do it then. Do it now. Look, we can make salat. We can get in sajda. We can get in ruku. But the older you get, you can't get down in sajda anymore. You can't get in ruku. Most will sit down on a chair if they can make it to the masjid at all. Some wanted to make hajj. Never made hajj. Never did. You see some people making hajj, people have to carry them. Old age. Huh? So, you better seize the opportunity now. You young brothers, seize it now. Exercise now. Train now. Study now. Learn now. Read Quran now. Before it's too late, man. Do it now. Grab hold five before five. He says, Shababik, your youth, قبل حرامك, before your old age. Then he said, وصحتك قبل سقامك, your health, before your sickness. You see, brothers and sisters, we're blessed. Good health. But you know what? One of our brothers right now is in the hospital. One of our brothers we used to see every day. A stroke. He can't do for himself anymore. Instantaneously. It happened. Can't go to work anymore. How many of you have good health? And you don't take advantage of it? You're going to get sick. Yeah. If you live long enough. You know, brothers and sisters, last year over 93,000 Americans died. Accidents. Slip on a stair. You know something? You're driving a car. Accident. You can become disabled. Easily. You can walk out the door. Become disabled. That's how it is. If you knew, brothers and sisters, that every year over 1 million people are injured on stairs. Over 600,000 people injured on a bike. How many thousands of people injured in the water? In a plane accident. How many people are shot and become disabled? So you better grab hold to your health now while you're healthy until you become unhealthy. You know some brothers and sisters? Some of us may lose our sight. How would it be if you can't see anymore? Do you value your eyes now? Do you value the fact that you can see, you can read Quran, you can read Hadith? How will it be if all of a sudden you can no longer read, you can't see anymore? Wouldn't you wish, oh, if I could get my eyesight back again, I would just read the Quran and I would do this and I would study? Too late. Youth before age, your good health before your sickness. And then he said, غِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ, your wealth before your poverty. You know, brothers and sisters, it is reported that there are between 500,000 and 3 million Americans homeless. See, right now, all of you happy, you got a house to go to, you got a home to go to. They say the average person is one or two paychecks away from being homeless. What happens if you lose your job? Allah bless you. Even those who are merchant, those who ride cab, you got income coming in. Some have no income. What happens if you have no income? I was in Portland, and a brother who gave a talk told me to relay this story to you, and I'm going to do it now, inshallah. It's a true story, and the brother that it happened to said that everybody must learn from his lessons. He was an engineer, I think electronic engineer. He had a very good job, making big money, and his wife, I think, was a doctor. She had some kind of a degree, and she had a good job. Both of them had good jobs. this particular year, they decided to delay the paying of their zakat. Zakat is mandatory, especially those who have wealth, they have money. You have to pay zakat. If you don't, you'll be punished in the day and the hereafter. Yeah, you'll be punished for not paying your zakat. Do you know that? Do you know that you can go to hellfire for not paying zakat? Yeah. So you gotta take this serious. This deen is very serious. Not paying zakat is a qaba'ir. Big sin. Big sin, huh? So this particular brother and sister, they decided they're going to delay their paying of zakat. You know why? They decided that year they wanted to buy a house. So they bought a house on interest, or riba. So, you know, plenty of time to make it up later. I'll get myself together later. You know what happened? Soon after that, this brother lost his job. It was another week his wife lost his job. Soon, they lost their house. They couldn't get another job for 2 years. 2 years. They had to move their entire family with somebody, and they shared one room. His wife, him, and I think 2 or 3 children. They shared one room, somebody's house. And you know what? After 2 years, Allah blessed the brother to get a job again. All of his qualifications. He was a security guard in a warehouse, making $5 an hour. Yeah. He had all that wealth. And all of a sudden, he had nothing. What happens if you lose your job? You know people losing their job every day in America? Hundreds of thousands. What happens if you lose your job? But you know what? Right now you have some wealth, you have some money. You better use it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You better give it up. You better give up some sadaqah. You better pay some zakat. You better help the poor. You better help the masjid. You better help the cause of Islam. You better pay some money, jihad, fi sabilillah. Seize 5 things before 5. Your youth before your old age. Your health before your sickness. And your wealth before your poverty. Then he said, وَفَرَاغَكْ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكْ. Your leisure time before the time comes when you're going to be so busy. I watch this sometimes. Brothers have so much free time. What you do with your free time? Leisure time. You know, this masjid is blessed. You know, brothers and sisters, sometimes I come here trying to do some work, and I can't do it just answering the phone. I can't do it. It's full time. I get on the phone, and as I'm speaking, someone else is calling constantly. Alhamdulillah, we have brothers like Abdul Karim and Mujahid and Sulaiman who answer the phone, who help me, who spend their spare time. They do it for free. They volunteer for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a tremendous help for me. These brothers, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you have brothers like Umar, who comes here, Umar Shakir, he comes here, everything the masjid needs, everything, he gives it all. Something needs to be done. Here he comes, he's doing it. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others, they sit down for hours at a time, rapping, lagwa, vain talk. And don't even take a broom to clean the masjid. Time wasted. 30 hours a week watching TV. Video, 30, 40 hours. Radio, hour after hour after hour. Wasting time, man. You don't pick up a book and you don't help anybody. You get on a phone and you backbite and you slander. Wasting time. Rather than going to visit one of the brothers and sisters in the hospital who are sick. Yeah. No, wasting time. You know? Some of us are going to have plenty of time, but the question is, what do you do with your free time? What do you do with your spare time? I suggest that we study more, learn more Quran, learn more Hadith, spend time with the family. Some of us are now so busy. Always busy, always working. People call me on the phone. Brother Imam Siraj, you busy? I'm always busy. I don't know what it's like not being busy. There's so much work to do, and I can't do it by myself. But all you brothers and sisters have so much time, all the time that you have, man. And I don't see the work here being done because you're so busy doing nothing. Running away from the work. No, you need to run to the work. You got all this spare time? Bring some here, man. Bring some here. Bring some to your family. It's not a waste of time spending time with your wife and your children. No. That's not a waste of time. You have to give them their share. It's not even a waste of time to take some leisure time for yourself. This is okay. But you have to balance it out. You can't play all the time. I watch. I'm driving in the city sometimes. And you watch. Every street corner, if there's not a park with the guys playing basketball, they got a little rim on a tree shooting around. Every day, everywhere you go, everybody playing basketball, everybody playing football, everybody playing baseball. You don't have time for all that, brother. You mean you have all that time to sit down on a stoop for hour after hour? They planning. While you playing, they planning. That's why Muslims getting their butt kicked all over the world, because we ain't doing no serious business. Thinking and planning, man. Because you know why? You busy running home to go watch TV. Poor brother Abdul Aleem after every prayer. Brothers, please come help us to give da'wah. Oh, brother, I'm too busy. What you busy doing? Come, brother, let's give da'wah. Let's invite the people to the deen of Islam. Oh, I'm too busy. Busy? Doing what? Show me what you're doing, brother. Show me. Show me what you're doing. Show me what you do every day. You can't come to the masjid and make some kind of commitment. Show me what you're doing. Show me. I dare you to show me what you're doing. I'll show you what I'm doing. It's ridiculous. I can't get work. I come to the masjid like this with two arms and a bag full of work to do. I don't come to play. And I can't get to all of it because I don't have the kind of help that I need. Thank Allah for the security. If it wasn't for Ali, Mustafa, and Brother Sabir and Abdul Sabah and all these other brothers, Ibrahim, I have a problem. You know how many cases we have every day? Every day we have a case. Every day, 2, 3, 4 cases. I can't handle it all. So I said, Ali, come on, you got to do it, man. I need help. He's begging brothers to come for security, but you know what? Running away. You're too busy. Got a brother beat up the other day. Beat up. Got scars all over his face. Knocked his teeth out. Why? He had a jalabi on, had a kufi on, had a Quran, took the Quran, tore the Quran up. We need all the brothers to get busy. Now, I'm saying, after Brother Ali investigates, I'm talking about taking 200-300 brothers over there and find out what's the problem. How come seven people got to jump on the Muslim brother? We want to know what's the problem, but when I ask you to come, you going to come with me? Or are you too busy? Everybody need to make some more commitment. And you know what? Grab hold of this leisure time before they come a time. Like me, you don't have time for nothing. You won't even have time for yourself. You're going to get so busy. And then he says, Hayataka kabla nautik. You better grab your life, man, before the death comes. Take advantage. Got one life to live in this dunya. One life. That's it. And you know what? It can come anytime. Last week, man, you know, they said he's a good man. He, every day, go to work and go home. Spend time with his family. Go to work, come home. He was going to get his paycheck. He got caught in a crossfire. Somebody trying to rob a truck. Brinks trucks or something like that. Armored truck. Payroll. He caught in the wrong place. Wrong time. Boom! Bang! Dead! Gone! Right there, man! He wasn't doing anything. He wasn't robbing a bank. He was going to cash his check. And guess what? You know what? You can walk right out Masjid Taqwa. Because we're right in the city. And somebody can blow you away. Even not after you. Yeah, you're going to die. How many ways can you die? Let me count the ways, how many ways we can die. How many? So many. You know what? And aren't we fortunate Allah gave us another day? You better grab hold to your life before you lose it. And you say, oh Allah, please, one more day. If I can have one more day, I'll give some sadaqa. Let me find out what I can give. What can I give? What can I do? Imam, you want me to come to the masjid? I'll come tomorrow. Please, Allah, give me another day. Give me another year. Give me another 10 years. I'll do better. You got to grab it now. Golden opportunity. One life to live in this world. And then it's finished. Either you be in Jannah, alhamdulillah, or a'udhu billah, you be in hell. And you can't do nothing in hell. But say, oh, I'm full of regret. Oh, you know what the imam told me on that day? I should get myself together and I'll do something for Allah before it's too late. But now it's too late. I can't do nothing now. It's too late. It's over. And when is that day? Tomorrow. It's next week. It's next year. You don't know. You don't know. That's the magnificent thing about it. You don't know. 3 weeks ago, one of our good brothers died. 2 weeks before he died, I was speaking to him. He said, Imam Siraj, look, give me your number. I got to get with you. We got to do some things together. 2 weeks later, he was dead. He wasn't expecting to die. And you know what? At his funeral, I called the imam. What time the funeral? Imam, the funeral's going to be 10 o'clock, but I want the people to come 9 o'clock. You know why? We have to collect money to pay for his funeral. Had no money left behind. What you planning, brother? What you planning? Day to day, week to week? What's your plan? Or did you forget about meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We got money put down on a house we want to buy. Fine. Want to buy a house? Fine. How many of you have money on a down payment for your home in the graveyard? How many have a down payment for your home in the graveyard? You may not get to the mansion, but you will get to the graveyard. You may not make that co-op that you're looking for, brother. You may never get there, but you will get to the hellfire or get to the graveyard and pray to Allah, never go to the hellfire. So you're going to go to your home in the grave. Where will it be? In Jersey? Will it be in Staten Island? Will it in Evergreen? Where will your home be soon, brother? How much down payment did you pay? Or don't you care? Or my wife should take care of that. My husband take care of it. The master to take care of it. But meanwhile, you saving money to buy yourself a home. I suggest we save money to buy a home in the earth when Allah take us back. I say, brothers and sisters, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بادروا بالأعمال الصالحات. Run! Hurry up to do good. Run! Don't delay to do good deeds. Now! Do it now. والحمد لله رب العالمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى صحبه أجمعين. أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I told you that I want all of you and me to do something within the next 48 hours. What is it? I want to remind you that we live in a Kafir country. America is a Kafir country. They don't do things according to Al-Islam. But as a Muslim, we follow Quran and Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, I want to remind you, brothers and sisters, that we're going to die. Everybody here this afternoon agree we're going to die. Prophet Muhammad said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, badiru bil a'mali salihah. Rush to do good works. Do you know, I want everyone here within 48 hours to write their will. Yeah, you will. Arabic called wasiyah. Wasiyah, you will. I have such and such property. I have a home. I have a car. I have money. If I die, I want my wife to have this, my mother to have this, my father to have this, my children to have that. It's a will. Why do I want you to do it in 48 hours? Number one, brothers and sisters, in this country, if you die without a will, it's called intestate. You die intestate without a will. Your state in which you live, the state, the government, will determine where your money is going to go. And they will divide up your property according to the law of that state. For those of you who live in New York, you die without a will, they take hold of your property, and they will divide it up according to their law of their state. If you have no legal heirs, they will take it and give it to the state. What a shame Muslims die with no legal heirs to inherit their wealth, and the state takes it over. Why 48 hours? Because qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith in Bukhari, volume number 4, hadith number 1, narrated Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is not permissible for any Muslim who has something to will to stay for 2 nights without having his last will and testament written and kept ready with him. It's not permissible. It's not permissible. See, you don't write a will. You know why? You know why you don't write your will now? It's, I'll be here. I have time. I'll do it next week. I'll do it next year. You don't have next week. You don't have next year. You don't have it. That's how you have to think. I don't have it. So what I want you to do, inshallah, tonight, after this khutbah, start now, tonight and tomorrow. What are my assets? Write them down. I have $1 in the bank. Okay, something. I have the clothes on my back. I have a car. I have a home. I have a business. I have property. Who gets it when you die? Don't you care? As a Muslim, you must. You have a right to give away 1/3 of your property to whomever you want to. But the rest must be divided according to the fara'id, law of inheritance, that's found in the Quran. Mom gets a certain amount if she's Muslim. Dad, if he's Muslim, gets a certain amount. My children, if they're Muslim, inherit from me a certain amount. Tomorrow, inshallah, before Salatul Isha, Brother Ansar Abdul Karim will be here with some forms for those who want to help you to make your will. I'm going to help you to make your will, inshallah. Now, you know, brothers and sisters, some of you may have some things that's good for the Muslim Ummah. Some of you have books that would be good for the Ummah. You can take and say, I will such and such books to the masjid or to the Muslim Ummah. Yes. And this is how, believe it or not, many Christian and Jewish communities became enriched, because the people that died gave some endowment to the community so the community continued to grow and prosper. Some give property, yeah, as endowment so their community can grow. So why be selfish and you're going to die? So you got all that money buried, right? And then when Allah takes you, and you didn't write a will, it's no longer yours. It don't belong to you anymore. You blew it. You can't, I'm going to give it away. You can't give it away. It's too late. Spend before the day come when there's no more spending. Spend before there's no bargain. See? So what I want you to do, I want you tonight, tomorrow, to write your will. Yeah. Write your will. Everybody. And guess what? When I see you, did you write your will yet? You asked Brother Siraj, did you write your will? Yes, I did. Yeah, I wrote it. Got my witnesses here. Even if you're going to revise it next week, write it now. You know why? Because you're serious now. You know that you're going to die. And then I want you to start looking around for your next home in the grave.
and make a down payment on your next home in the grave.
Yeah. Shows how serious you are. I say, oh, I realize I better start thinking about death.
Yeah. Start thinking about death, because that's where we're going.
See, if you think about death, then we be careful how we live this life here. That's the thing.
And brother and sister, all things that we want to go, inshallah, we want to do, we want to go to Jannah.
So tonight, today, inshallah, this khutbah, I want to encourage you to grab hold to the five things before five. Now you brothers and sisters who are young or younger than you're going to be tomorrow, take advantage of it today. Stop wasting time. Spend some time, voluntary time for the community. Spend time with your families. Spend time studying. Spend time with the brotherhood. Good, wholesome brotherhood. Spend good time. And stop wasting time. Those who are healthy, take advantage of it now. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm asking you, before you leave, every week I say, I beg you, please put something in the charity box. Put something for sadaqah. Put something for the maintenance of the masjid.
Allah blessed me. Alhamdulillah, you know, I go all around the country. And everywhere I go, Allah blessed me to make a donation for the masjid. Even if I gave some money that will pay for one brick in a masjid, I said, oh, alhamdulillah, I paid my money for that brick. That's all I had. Yet I spent that money for a brick. Part of that is mine.
Yeah.
Or if I can buy a book for the masjid, think of it. If I can buy a set of Bukhari hadith for the masjid, and I put that hadith and I donate it to the masjid, every time somebody comes and they pick up Bukhari hadith, they start reading it. Brother Siraj can be dead in the grave, but he's going to get some credit because he bought it. So I intend, I'm going to buy me a couple of volumes of Bukhari hadith, Muslim hadith, buy some Qur'an, buy some books for the masjid, and then everybody can benefit from it. Even when we're dead, we can benefit from it. So you got to think like that. Think about tomorrow. What we're going to leave for tomorrow. Huh?
Yes. Think about what we're going to leave for tomorrow.
Do it now. Guess what? You still got a chance. You know why? We're still breathing. And when we do salam, we make salat and say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Think, we may never see each other again. So say, when I go out and Brother Bilal holds up the bucket, I would not walk out today without putting something in it. Put something in it. A regular charity, even if you say, look, Imam, I can't afford but a nickel a week. I want you, everybody, to put something in that bucket.
Yeah.
The Prophet said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, save yourself even with a half a date. If he says a half a date, I'm saying you could put a nickel in there. And you know what? It may be your last act. And Allah may look at it and say, I forgive my servant for his intention to give something in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
May Allah help us, brothers and sisters. I seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of ourselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our sins that we have committed. Oh Allah, have mercy upon us, your servants who try. Oh Allah, open up our hearts of charity. Make us to give for your pleasure and your love. Oh Allah, make us not to waste time. Make us to study. Make us to learn and make us to teach. Make us to memorize Al-Quran and teach Al-Quran and help others, inshallah. Oh Allah, help us and guide us to Sirat al-Mustaqim. Oh Allah, give us a good useful life and make us to work for your cause. Oh Allah, help us to draw our families together. Oh Allah, help us to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Help us and guide us.